Support for WPR comes from Lawrence University in Appleton, a national liberal arts college and conservatory, offering an engaging global education with funding for internships, research, study abroad, and more. Lawrence.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Stafford Rosenbaum, a Wisconsin-based law firm celebrating 145 years of commitment to practical legal solutions in areas such as family law and estate planning. StaffordLaw.com.
I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, February the 15th. Hope you had a nice Valentine's Day yesterday, but this hour we want to hear about the duds in your past. We're focusing on women who have dated or loved Mr. Wrong in their search for Mr. Right, as our guest this hour has collected a lot of these stories in her new book, Mr. Wrong, Real Life Stories of the Men We Used to Love. These stories are from some very well-known writers, including our guest, Harriet Brown. Harriet Brown is collecting more of these stories and will tell you how you can send in a written entry to a contest that she's holding. But we want to hear your oral accounts this hour. Remember, though, to change the names and identifying details to avoid litigation, and if it needs to be cleaned up, clean it up for the public airwaves. And since we are equal opportunity here at the Ideas Network, if you're a guy who wants to complain about a Ms. Wrong in your past, I guess you can do that too. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send your story about Mr. Wrong to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. And we won't just dish dirt this hour. We'll talk about what we have learned or what we can learn by, as our guest puts it, a truly soul-sucking relationship. Harriet Brown is the award-winning author of The Promised Land, a collection of poetry, The Goodbye Window, A Year in the Life of a Daycare Center. She is a frequent contributor to the New York Times and other national publications, and she is the editor of Mr. Wrong, Real Life Stories About the Men We Used to Love. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is... It was a lot of fun reading these stories, but where did you get this idea? Why did you think you would collect stories about Mr. Wrong?
Well, it started in a bar one night, actually, with a couple of friends. We were talking about all the friends that we'd had that year who had been dumped, basically, you know, and between us, we had like seven or eight women friends, you know, who had been through these awful such relationships, and I said, gosh, you know, there must be a book about this. I wanted to give them something, a consolation prize, and there wasn't, so I decided that misery loves company, and I would go out and collect a lot of these stories.
Yeah, and you got a lot of them in here. What, 20-some, right?
24 altogether, yeah.
Yeah, and lots of well-known authors, including some Wisconsin authors.
That's right.
Yeah. Who's in here?
Jackie Michaud has a piece in there. Raphael Kadushin has a piece. That's the Madison contingent there, so... Jane Smiley's got a piece, Marge Piercy. I basically went to all my favorite writers and said, do you have a story you want to give?
And yeah, and so you had, it's mainly women, but you have a guy in here too.
Yes, one guy.
Yeah. So what is it, misery loves company, but you say we can also learn from these relationships. What can we learn?
Well, I learned a lot putting the book together. You know, I think the impulse grew out of a sort of anger at why were all my women friends having to go through this, you know, at this point in their lives. But I know as I looked back and reflected on my relationships, I had to come face to face with what I had done, you know, to sort of muck them up also. And I'm happy that it didn't turn out to be just a book about bashing men, because I really don't think it is. It's more complicated than that. It's more a book about our vulnerabilities and our tender spots and our, you know, our inability to stay in relationship with each other. And, you know, and then there are a few really good, funny ones. So.
and you concede that there are Ms. Wrongs, too.
Oh, yes. I think, you know, I've probably been Ms. Wrong to half a dozen people.
Yeah, and if anybody's listening that I was their Ms. Wrong, please don't call in or change the names anyway. I'm having a hard time deciding what Mr. Wrong story that I'm going to share here, because usually we have more than one Mr. Wrong in our past, don't we?
Yes, in fact, I had to write about two of them in one essay because I just couldn't weed the ground down that much.
Now, share one of yours. Why don't you share the one that you want to share? Who was the Mr. Wrong?
Well, I wrote about a time in my life when I actually had two going at once, and they were sort of related to each other. I was in one of those, you know, really a soul-sucking relationship with a guy who, you know, couldn't commit, couldn't hold my hand in public, couldn't say he loved me, couldn't do any of those things. And I, you know, I couldn't seem to tear myself away. So part of my efforts to tear myself away were to try to date other guys. And one of them was a guy I end up calling Q in the book. And he was just a nice, nice guy. You know, I was living in New York City at the time. He was living upstate about 3 hours. You know, he had never been to New York City, which kind of floored me. And he was a good dancer, and he was a welder, and he was just a great guy. You know, there were no sparks, but I was kind of giving it a go. And and then one night he told me his secret, and that was kind of the end of that. I don't know if I should say that on the air or not, but
is it clean?
You know, clean enough.
Was he the cross-dresser?
Yes. He told me he liked to dress up in women's clothes. And, you know, I was young. I was 25. I had never really run into that before. And while I was figuring out how to react, he added that it was his dead mother's clothes that he liked to dress up in. And
oh, my goodness.
That was kind of too much for my 25-year-old brain. I fled.
But then you thought back on that relationship and say, oh, gee, did I react properly? Should I have been sympathetic?
Yeah, he trusted me to tell me this, and I kind of reacted, you know, instinctively, and I wish I had been a little more tender, a little kinder.
Well, I think I might have done the same thing, especially at 25.
Yeah.
Our guest is Harriet Brown. She is editor of the new book, Mr. Wrong, Real Life Stories About the Men We Used to Love. And we're looking for your story. What about you? Tell us a story from your life about a Mr. Wrong. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, February the 15th. Stay tuned. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. Ben and his guest talking about current issues of the day. We're talking on this day after Thanksgiving about love gone wrong or bad relationships in our past. The frogs we kissed before we found Prince Charming. Or maybe we're still on the quest looking for Mr. or Ms. Right. Our guest is the editor of Mr. Wrong, Real Life Stories About the Men We Used to Love, Harriet Brown. And we're looking for your stories or your questions or comments for our guest at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And I don't know, I guess maybe I'm not super surprised. Our lines are quiet at the moment, Harriet Brown. Maybe this is something that people are, you know, a little shy about sharing, a really big mistake in their past. It's not something, you know, because you're sharing it with the whole world. But I'll share a story. It had to be the rock star in my past, and I'm not going to name names. he wasn't really a famous rock star. He's a, you know, garage band rock star. He was handsome. He was exciting. He was talented. I thought he was talented. He wrote a song for me. I was young, and this was exciting to be dating a musician. But he was unfaithful a lot. he went to Seattle with another woman, came back, and ultimately we got back together, but he was selfish, he was lazy, and he was so vain. Mm. And while I ended up leaving him, he broke my heart. You know,
yeah.
and it's one of those things where you look back and you're like, why did I put up with that? Why did I do that?
I know. These are unanswerable questions, but and a corollary question is, why is it that the guys who are so charismatic and so, you know, attractive and talented and, you know, the alpha male types, I guess, why is it that they behave like that? You know, they're all so vain. Carly Simon had it right, you know. I don't know. It's something about being an alpha male, you know, something about we're sort of biologically wired to be attracted to those guys, but and they're biologically wired to, you know, dump us and move on.
That's got to be a pretty common theme for the Mr. Wrongs, don't you think? The bad boy who's maybe good maybe good in the bedroom, easy on the eyes, but also knows it.
And you can know the minute you lay eyes on him that he is trouble with a capital T. And you go ahead and you do it anyway. I've definitely done that.
Now, did I read, I think I did, revealing a little bit of your past, that you had a dream once about some Mr. Wrong you were dating, and then his head his head morphed into your father's head?
Yeah, talk about Freudian.
But, you know, I not to get too deep into our psyches here, but isn't that what Freud said, and maybe there is a little bit of truth to it, that we sometimes are looking for qualities maybe that we admire in our fathers, though, when we're really looking for Mr. Right. It doesn't have to be Mr. Wrong.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, whatever, I think we're sort of conditioned to look for what we grew up with and loved or what we longed for when we were growing up. And I think that was definitely true for me in that particular relationship. There was something I was longing for, and this was a way to try to get it, a kind of ineffective way, as it turns out, but there you go.
Yeah, so you are collecting more stories. Tell us about what you want.
Yes, it's the Mr. Wrong contest, so I would love to hear from anyone who has a Mr. Wrong story. You don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be a professional anything, just someone with a good story to tell, and you can send it to me by email, and I'll give you the email address in a minute, and I will post some of the best ones online, so they can go out to the world, and I'll send you an autographed copy of the book and a T-shirt. We have Mr. Wrong T-shirts, so it's kind of fun.
Well, you can, and listeners can test out their story on the air right now and get some practice in. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. And I apologize. I guess a caller called in to say that I said it was the day after Thanksgiving. I can't believe I said that. But anyway, day after Valentine's Day. So maybe people also have a story from yesterday even, because we all probably had Valentine's Day duds as well. Share with us, while calls are coming in, Harriet Brown, one of your favorite Mr. Wrong stories from the book.
Well, I'm trying to think of one I can say on the air.
Some of them are a little racy. Yeah.
Yes, I won't. My favorite one, I think. Well, one of my favorite ones is the first one, which is by a wonderful writer named Robin Weston. And she talks about how, you know, she was successful. She was living in New York City. She was, you know, writing an Emmy Award-winning TV show. She was, you know, she says, I was living a Sex in the City kind of life. And she fell under the spell of a Zen master, you know, and she basically got sucked into this cult thing, but it was through this erotic relationship with this guy who she didn't find attractive at all, which, you know, is another sort of theme in the Mr. Wrong story. Sometimes these guys radiate something, but they're actually not attractive. You don't even like them most of the time, but they have this sort of animal magnetism. And she found herself, you know, leaving her life, giving her money and her time and her creative energy to this cult. And she, you know, she did wake up at the end sort of in a daze after he asked her to do something that she found morally very reprehensible. And it kind of shocked her into saying, wait a minute, this isn't what I want. But I thought it was a really great story, you know, sort of an extreme version of how we get sucked into things, relationships, and then find ourselves sort of unable to get out of them.
Yeah. Do you think that we need to date a few Mr. Wrongs before we do find Mr. Right?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I have a couple of friends who were just lucky and found their Mr. Right very young in their lives and are happy, you know, 30 years later. So I don't think they needed to, but it seems that I needed to, and a lot of women, apparently, we do seem. I think you can learn a lot, too. So it's not a bad thing, but it is, you know, heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, one of the lessons I think you can learn, especially if you're dating the Mr. Wrongs who are the unfaithful cads, is that you you look for a guy who isn't going to do that.
Yes. You learn to tell the difference pretty quickly.
Yeah. And I eventually did find Mr. Right. Did you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, well, we have a couple of callers. Let me bring them on. Bruce in Racine is with us first. So not somebody with a Mr. Wrong story, Bruce?
Well, I think I'm kind of the Mr. Wrong myself. You see, I got this gal that I met online. She was too far away, so I didn't want to pursue it, but she kept pursuing me. And then it turns out I met her, and she's got a personality kind of like my grandmother used to. So, I mean, I was real familiar with her. I liked her, but I just never felt any fire, you know. So she's got a lot of things. I fix her house. I spend, you know, a lot of weekends with her and stuff like that. But it's like she's got things that she needs done, and I fix them. But I've never felt any fire for her. I don't love her. I like her. I want to keep her as a friend, but I don't want to hurt her. And she, I've never been one myself personally to do the Christmas or the Valentine's or even the birthday thing. You know, that's like somebody wants to throw a birthday party for me and I find out about it and, hey, I go fishing. You know, I just don't like to go get acknowledged. And everybody in my family, all my cousins, everybody knows this. And then my daughter wants to tell her, and it's like, I like the guy, or not the guy, the girl, a great deal. I don't want to break her heart, but I don't feel for her that way.
Harriet Brown, Bruce is trying to be a, you know, nice guy. He fixes things around her house, and he likes her, but he doesn't love her. So is he a Mr. Wrong if he dumps her?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think you're going to break her heart, Bruce, sooner or later.
I don't want to dump her. I want her to know I want her to be a friend. I'll always be there for her, but, God, you know, it's like she wants to get married, and it's like I don't feel the fire.
Well, she probably knows that, don't you think? So I think if you tell her that, you're just confirming what she already knows.
I told her.
Oh, so she's not listening.
Maybe you need a break. Maybe she needs to find someone else to fix things around the house for a few months.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'll fix everything for her, and I don't charge her. You know, it needs to get done.
That's why she's
one of these that wants to save money, and it doesn't get fixed. And it's, you know, if you don't fix it right away, oh boy, it's going to be five times more expensive. So
well, that's why, Bruce. That's why she's not listening, because she wants to continue to fix things.
You sound like a nice guy, Bruce.
You do, Bruce, and I don't think she'll think you're Mr. Wrong.
No.
Boy, I'm not sure. I don't think we have time for another story before news time. We have a break. We have some other callers, and we'll get to you after the news. Pat in Milwaukee and others, if you're able to wait through the news. Looking for your stories about Mr. Wrong, someone you might have dated in the past or loved in the past that was not at all right for you for whatever reason. Our guest is the editor of a new book of stories like this, from stories written by well-known authors, real-life stories about the men we used to love. So dishing a little dirt about some of the wrong men in our lives, but also talking about what we learn from these relationships. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Harriet Brown, the editor of this book, and you might also know her as the editor-in-chief of Wisconsin Trails magazine. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Thursday, February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. And we're talking about matters of the heart during this hour, in particular, love gone wrong. Talking about dating or loving Mr. Wrong. Our guest is the editor of a book of real-life stories about the men we used to love, Mr. Wrong. And we're looking for your stories about someone perhaps that you've dated in the past in your search for Mr. Right or Ms. Right. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Let me give you a little inspiration from Harriet Brown's introduction to the book. Mr. Wrong is the tug behind your navel, the guy who lights you up like a Roman candle, the danger you can't resist. At some point in her life, just about every woman encounters one or many. He's the fellow who lives on a houseboat. Seasick anyone? The guy who can't sweat. The one who's thrown out of a restaurant because of the hideous orange coat that makes him look homeless or deranged. The med student who says at least once a day, "My body is my temple." The banker who insists on eating kimchi before making love. The classical guitarist with inch-long fingernails on one hand. I'll have to edit this. The married man who's been having affairs for 25 years and says his wife doesn't know. Right. And those were just the ones I've run into. What about you? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Harriet Brown is collecting more of these stories. She includes more than 20 of them in this book, written by well-known authors, including Jacqueline Michard of Madison, of Wisconsin. And she's looking for yours. You can enter a contest if you want to share your story of Mr. Wrong, and we'll give you that email address at the end of the hour once again. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Don't be shy. Mary in Eau Claire is with us. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for calling. Do you have a story for us about Mr. Wrong?
Well, I have several, but I'll just share one of them. I don't have a great track record. I have been married once, and he was Mr. Wrong also, but he's Mr. Right in some ways because he's been very good to myself and my kids. But I just started dating again the last 3 years, and the first fellow I dated was very boring but safe, and then I had an eccentric English teacher, but the last guy who I thought was really Mr. Right because so many things seemed to be right was a gentleman from Chippewa Falls, and he seemed to be kind of shy. I met him dancing. I've started going out dancing, and that's been a lot of fun. But anyhow, I thought he was Mr. Right, and come to find out, he did tell me that he had been talking to someone online from Russia, and that was the red flag that I ignored. And he went New Year's Eve and left, and I thought things were going really well for us. He had children who liked me. His dad liked me. And basically, he was gone for a week and fell in love with some woman in Russia, but wanted us to remain dance partners and best friends. And I thought it had gone past best friends. But that's my most recent painful story of Mr. Wrong.
Oh, that does sound painful. We've all been there, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I do intend to send in emails. And is there a limit on how many you can?
No, send in as many as you have stories.
As many as maybe it's a healing process.
That's
right.
Right. Exactly.
Any advice?
Well, I think I think the thing that I came to realize at a certain point was I knew very well when someone was a Mr. Wrong. You know, I learned to spot them a mile away. I had to actually sort of learn to appreciate the Mr. Right.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't the flashy guy who caught my eye.
Right.
And nor was he the boring, safe guy. You know,
yeah,
but he was quieter, and I had to kind of tune into that. You know.
Okay. Okay.
Good
Mary,
luck.
Mary, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Glad that you were brave. And why don't you give the email again, Harriet Brown, where people can send those stories?
Well, they can do it through my website, which is just harrietbrown.com. There's a thing that says enter the Mr. Wrong contest, and you click on that, and that should take you through.
Yeah. I'm really embarrassed to do this, but I'm someone has called in who I dated in the past. it was high school, though, so it's pretty safe, I think. Randy in Appleton, hello, how are you?
Hi, Joy, how are you?
I'm good, and you're still in Appleton.
I'm still in Appleton.
Yeah. Well, how are you? Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Happy belated Valentine's Day. You too, Joy. I called because people didn't believe that I dated you in high school. I said, yes, I did. So I want to call her and surprise her. So.
Yes, that's right. In fact, I won't say whether you were a Mr. Right or a Mr. Wrong, Randy. It was high school, right?
I was a Mr. In Between. Wrong, yeah. wrong and right. How's
no, no. It was a good high school romance, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah.
It sure was.
But, as those things go, it didn't last.
That's correct. But I'm happy for you and happy for your career and stuff like that.
Did you find your Ms. Right?
No, I did not. Yes, I did.
Is she right there?
No, but she works here I work at a hospital in Appleton, Appleton Medical Center.
Uh-huh.
And she works with me at Appleton Medical Center, so she's an RN.
Well, thank you for calling. It's good to hear from you again. Happy to know you're doing well, and say hello to your Mrs. Wright for me.
Okay, Joy, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. I was a little bit afraid of where that was going to go. So.
You handled it well. Now I'm getting nervous. I hope none of mine are going to call.
I didn't ask. You notice I didn't ask. What he thought of me.
Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things, and that was more than 30 years ago. So,
high school romance.
Yeah. Anyway, 1-800-642-1234 is our number for you to share some story from your past dating Mr. Wrong or Ms. Wrong. Real Life Stories About the Men We Used to Love is the name of our guest's book, Harriet Brown. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or if you're really shy and you don't want to talk on the air, talk at WPR.org. Talk at WPR.org. Please include your fake first name and your community. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 6:45, and after 7 o'clock, I'll be talking to a former top official with the CIA, who is the author of the book On the Brink, An Insider's Account of How the White House Compromised American Intelligence, this leading up to the war in Iraq. But our guest will say he fears the same thing is happening, that the White House is on the same path with regards to Iran. So we will talk about that coming up after 7 o'clock. We're talking about a much lighter subject during this hour and looking for your stories about Mr. Wrong. We want you to think back and tell us about a frog that you kissed before you found your Prince Charming, or maybe as you're still in your quest to find Mr. Right. Our guest has collected a lot of these stories in her book, Mr. Wrong, Real Life Stories About the Men We Used to Love. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. I've already shared my story about the wannabe rock star, the handsome guy who was a cad and unfaithful, and I still was head over heels. And our guest has lots of different examples in her book as well of the Mr. Wrongs she dated, and a lot of well-known essays by authors. Jane Smiley's in here, Jacqueline Michard, and many others. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Jenny in Middleton is with us now. Hi, Jenny. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I have a nice story about my frog that I kissed.
Okay.
It was the first guy that I ever dated in high school, and we were in drama club together. So he was, the big guy in drama club, and he also played the guitar, and he was somewhat of a comedian, mm-hmm. would always entertain everybody. Mm-hmm. So when he asked me to date him, I thought, oh, sure, he's pretty popular, and that would be pretty neat. But he was not the most attractive of guys or not the most slick, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started dating him, I kind of felt sorry for him because he'd had a lot of other people he'd asked, and they all said no. So, I thought I'd do him a favor and date him. And, it was one of those typical high school relationships where you sit around at each other's houses watching movies and, You know, like your parents have to shuttle you back and forth to see each other. Really exciting. But we'd also do a lot of late night phone calling where he was kind of the pressuring type. So eventually when we decided to consummate our relationship, he made a very romantic dinner of grilled cheese, which he proceeded to watch me eat like an eagle, you know, like waiting to dine on me. Needless to say, that wasn't a very exciting part of our relationship. And later, he actually ended up breaking up with me, which was extremely shocking to me because, you know, I at the time thought that I was, you know, a big prize. But I'm glad that he did, because later on I ended up finding out, my sister still knows this guy, because he still works at Pizza Hut as a delivery driver, and now I think on his second marriage, because the first one dumped him, because he ended up being an alcoholic, and he got addicted to internet porn.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Wow. So I'm pretty glad that that is.
Lucked out there, Jenny.
Yeah.
And what, Jenny, why did he break up with you? Just he wanted to sow his oats or something?
I think it was because I was not a fan of his music.
Oh.
He used to actually try and prove to me that he was a very talented musician. He had a very strange habit of taking his acoustical guitar, walking out on busy highways, like county highways, in the pitch dark, playing his guitar and waiting for somebody to pass and give him compliments.
Oh my God.
That might have been a clue, Jenny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I've never heard that one before.
Right.
Well, he could have. That reminded me of the naked cowboy in Times Square in New York.
Well, hopefully he was cool because he wasn't that good looking.
Well, Jenny, thank you for sharing that story. Sounds like a real character there. And you did find Mr. Wright, Jenny?
Yes, I did. Oh. We've been together now for 2 years. So
good. I'm glad. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Funny to hear that. Shay in Madison is our next caller. Hi, Shay.
Hi, good morning.
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 Well, I have to tell you, this is so heartening to hear that I'm not alone and mm-hmm. there's other women out there who fall and pray. But I have a doozy of a Mr. Wrong story. A few years ago, I got involved with a guy on the internet, which is probably the first clue that there was something wrong. And as our relationship progressed, I was writing in my journal, and I would write things like, I don't know what it is that is drawing me to this person. You know, I really saw him as somebody who was not good for me at all, and yet I just couldn't pull myself away. Hmm. I ended up going to Australia. You know, he said, I'll pay. I paid. He said, I'll carry your bags when you get here. I carried my bags. And, but, you know, when I got there, he just, you know, obviously became a real person to me, and the real person that I've been talking to is an unemployed alcoholic. So, you know, of course, I came back, and that was that, you know, just like, wow, I was really sucked in. And you know, later on when I was really reflecting on the experience, I'm like, you know, really, I knew it was a wrong thing to do. I knew he wasn't good for me, and why did I get pulled into this? And I, you know, I just had this epiphany where I realized that he was my father incarnate.
Yeah.
the unresolved issues that I had around my dad, who was unavailable and alcoholic, were really just playing themselves out in this relationship, and it allowed me to kind of resolve those issues. And now I'm with Mr. Wright.
Well, good for you. I think that's such a common story, you know, that we do. We're still trying to work out some of that stuff. I've had that exact experience myself, so I'm sorry you had to go to Australia, though, to find that out.
Well, at least you got to see Australia. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Shay, for that. I'm wondering, too, and that's, we talked a little bit about what we can learn from these relationships in our first half hour, and yeah, she did learn something from a soul sucking relationship.
Yes.
Let's go next to Lane in La Crosse. Hi, Lane, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. This one thankfully just makes me chuckle now years later, but at the time it didn't. He was a bad boy kind of guy, which should have been a clue, but very exciting. The short version of the story is he broke up with me to go back to his prior girlfriend, and then to add insult to injury, about a week later they both called me up late one night asking me to do a threesome.
Ooh!
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it just makes me laugh hysterically now. At the time, it did not.
Oh, I can imagine.
Well, there's a new one, too, huh?
Really?
Thank you very much, Lane. What about you? Do you have a story of a Mr. Wrong in your past that you're willing to share? We hope so. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890-263-1890. And as I mentioned, if you're a guy who has a Ms. Wrong story, we'll accept that too. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Maybe you're a guy who will admit that you were a Mr. Wrong in your past. Of course, you've changed your ways now, right? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Harriet Brown, we did have a caller, a male caller, just a little while ago, who wanted to complain. He wanted to say, this is mean. What you did in your book especially is mean. You're just male bashing and why are you picking on guys and male bashing? You want to just address that? Is that what you're doing?
I don't think so. You know, I think maybe the initial impulse had a little bit of that behind it. But I really think that these essays are fair. For example, there's a wonderful piece in the book by the writer Susan Jane Gilman, and it's called I'm Still Waiting. And it sort of starts out, you think she's writing in a very serious way. She starts telling you about, you know, all the guys she's broken up with because there was something wrong with them. And as she kind of goes through this list, you get to understand she's tongue-in-cheek. She's saying, you know, I broke up with so-and-so because he wore a puka shell necklace, and I broke up with so-and-so because he had back hair, you know, and so on. And at the end of the essay, she's really reflecting on the fact that, you know, the issue isn't with all of these guys and what they had wrong with them. You know, that a big part of the issue was her expectations. She expected a guy to be perfect and to be everything that she wanted without her having to say exactly what she wanted, you know. So, and I think that that's a theme that runs through the book, that, of course, our own expectations are part of this. And, of course, you know, we are socialized to have very unrealistic expectations. I mean, the romance, you know, the violins playing when you meet someone and the guy who's perfect and knows exactly what you want without you having to ever communicate that to him. I think that's, you know, clearly at play here. And gosh, I'm sorry if somebody feels like this is a guy bashing book, because I really don't think it is. I mean, you know, we mess up too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking too that, yeah, exactly, we mess up too. I'm thinking of my rock star, Mr. Wrong, and one of his best friends who was a sweetheart and a very good friend of mine. And during one of, you know, the many downs in that particular relationship, the best friend is, why do you put up with this? Or why are you, is it just because he's good looking? Why do you, you know, continue to date someone like this? And I learned something from that. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, we're to blame too for, you know, I don't know, having the wrong expectations.
I think so. But we're also, you know, sometimes we're trying to work out something completely different, like the last caller was saying, and we might not realize it. You know, you're really trying to work out your relationship with your father, only, you know, you don't say that to yourself. And you probably don't know it till much later. So
yeah, and I'm thinking also of I don't have a personal. Well, I guess I can still use my rock star guy. let's say the Shay who met somebody on the internet and this person, you know, just completely misrepresented, you know, who he was and was a real jerk. Do you think women feel like they have to be dating someone rather than being alone?
I think so. I mean, you remember, you know, it's Saturday night and I don't have a date. I still remember that terrible feeling, you know, and hopefully as we get older, we make peace with that more. But yeah, I think in our culture, there's a definite pressure to be dating and to be in a relationship and, you know, something is better than nothing. And, you know, I'm guessing that's really not true most of the time.
Yeah. So will you be having Mr. Wrong edition 2 after you collect all your essays?
Well, I'm wondering if we should next publish Mr. Very Wrong.
There's a sum here. What about, you're not going to do the Ms. Wrong edition?
Probably not. That should probably be someone else who does that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Harriet Brown is the editor of Mr. Wrong, Real Life Stories About the Men We Used to Love. And she's holding a contest looking for stories. You can send your entry of a relationship you had with Mr. Wrong to her website, HarrietBrown.com. HarrietBrown.com. She's looking for these entries by April 15th. She'll choose some of the winners, and I think you'll get a book and a T-shirt and other stuff if she chooses you a winner. So HarrietBrown.com. Harriet Brown is also the editor-in-chief of Wisconsin Trails Magazine. Thanks very much to Carmen Jackson for producing this hour and to Karen Prager for on-air production. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser for her production assistance as well. Thanks to you for all your stories, the brave ones who called in with your Mr. Wrong stories. And let me thank Randy for calling in earlier, my high school sweetheart. It was good to hear from you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.